Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to talk about open-mindedness. All right, let's talk about open-mindedness. What does this mean, and what does this have to really do with anything? How is this pertinent to your life? Well, this is actually a video that I've been very, very excited to shoot, and I really want to actually make this video very powerful, because to me, open-mindedness is, I would say, one of the most important personal characteristics that you need to cultivate to be good at personal development. Let me go a little bit into the backstory of this, why this is important, and then we're going to talk about how this applies really directly to your life, and why, if you're not extremely open-minded, that you're not getting the results that you should be in your life. It's really hampering your growth, so we need to open you up. The more we open you up, the more we can grow you faster. It's like an accelerator for your growth as a human being. All right, so how does this actually work? What's the connection? For me personally, this is one of my biggest strengths. I've done a lot of thinking over the years about what are my strengths as a human being, you know, what am I really here for, what's my purpose and all this other stuff. And what I really discovered is that one of the strengths that I just naturally have, for whatever reason, I was maybe born with it or whatever, is that I have a very, very open mind. Like, it's very, very difficult to offend me. And I'm very curious about lots of different perspectives and ideas. Now, why is this important for personal development? Well, for me, I think I've gotten some abnormal results from personal development in the last 5 years. Much more abnormal than most people. Like, I've gotten some pretty extraordinary results. I've been able to create my own business and become financially independent. My business over the last 4 or 5 years has generated over $1 million in revenue, and that was all pretty much passive income. I was able to quit my job and work for myself for the last 5 years, which has been amazing. I've really worked on my nutrition. I used to be 65 pounds overweight. I've got that handled. I've really worked on my fitness, going to the gym, working out hard, weightlifting. I know I look skinny now, but I used to be actually pretty good at weightlifting until I had other priorities that I'm now focusing on. What else? Food addiction, getting totally unhooked from food addiction. Relationships with women. I was so bad at attracting women, keeping women, finding a girlfriend. I had to work really, really hard to figure that stuff out. So these are just like some of the examples. And the reason I'm saying this is because, I look around, I have friends, I have other people that I know, and I just don't see them getting these kinds of results. And the reason that they're not getting them isn't really because I'm that special. It's simply that I think that I have this personality characteristic that's unique that I don't really see in other people. What I see other people doing is I see other people getting very easily offended at different perspectives and different ideas. And what happens is that they grow up in a certain environment, a certain culture, a certain family. Then they go to college, they get certain conditioning and influences there. And out of college, they get into work, and then they kind of just get stuck. Right? By that point, it's like a freight train. It's got so much momentum that it's just like going and going and going. And if you want to change its trajectory, it's very difficult. And that person might be stuck in some sort of way of thinking with his beliefs and his perspectives and his kind of opinions about life. And then that person is very hard to develop. I mean, how do you improve your life? For me to improve my life in all these different areas with business, with health and food, with relationships, with improving my own thinking patterns, all of this stuff took incredible open-mindedness. Because where I start from when I do my development is I start here, and then I look up and I see, oh, I need to go way up there, and I need to see like the next level up. But see, most people, they're not willing to even see that level. Their ego won't let them, because to see this other level, you have to have a certain foresight. You have to say, wait a minute, I could be wrong here. My beliefs could be limiting me in some way. I could be holding myself back. I could be ignorant in this situation. Wait a minute, I could totally suck in this field that I'm trying to master or develop, right? You have to be able to be like brutally honest with yourself. And to me, that was very important from childhood. Like I made like a really firm like commitment that I would never ever be dishonest with myself. Right? You cannot be dishonest with yourself. Because if you can't be honest with yourself, then how are you going to grow? How are you going to spot your own faults? See, it's not going to happen. I'm almost like super, super honest with my own faults. Sometimes that backfires on me, but in the end, I think it's really been important for me to grow and to get my results, right? You guys want results. Well, I'm telling you, if you want results, talking about all this stuff is nice, but if you're not willing to open your mind and take a look at radically different perspectives from what is in your life right now, then you are going to stay stuck. I mean, very radically different. See, I see people getting easily offended all the time. And to me, this is both laughable, it's funny, but it's also very sad. It's funny to me because I think it's very shallow. It's extremely egotistical to get offended at anything. There's no reason that you should be getting offended at anything. And because for me, like, it's very easy to see why that's happening. And I'm going to take you through the mechanics of that in a minute, of what's actually going on there. It's not what it seems like. But it's also sad to me because I know that because that person gets so offended so easily, that they are avoiding exactly those things that are going to promote their growth. Because what they're getting offended at are the things that their ego doesn't want to admit to them, to itself. So it's bullshitting yourself. I see people bullshitting themselves all the time. And then actually what they do is they project it back out onto other people. So you bullshit yourself. And then what happens is that you don't tell yourself that you're bullshitting. What you have to do then is that your mind has to go through all these contortions, bending over backwards to accuse other people of all sorts of wrongdoing. You can get angry at people. You can get depressed. You can play the victim. You can post nasty comments. You can say nasty things. You can sign petitions and you can start rallies and revolutions. And you can do all of that simply to avoid looking at yourself, being honest with yourself, looking within, because it's so inconvenient for you. It's so uncomfortable. Well, to me, when I was really young, just for whatever reasons, I said that, you know what, I'm never going to bullshit myself. At least not consciously. I'm going to stay very, very vigilant to that. And that has served me extremely, extremely well, because what that means is that I will find flaws within myself, and it doesn't matter how painful it is. I don't care how much it hurts my ego. I'm willing to look inside. You need to be the same way. If you're not this way, then your progress is going to be very slow, and at some point, you're going to hit a ceiling. You're just going to hit a ceiling because there's going to be certain things that you're not willing to acknowledge within yourself and you're not willing to take responsibility for. Very, very important. Now, actually, this idea of getting easily offended, this is funny to me and very interesting, because I think that this is actually a very powerful gauge of your personal development level. Here's how it works. This is like a law of personal development, and some of you might not believe it, but here's how it is the degree to which you get easily offended or offended at all is the degree to which you're not well developed as a human being. So if you take this to its maximum conclusion, then a completely self-developed human being, if one even exists, but someone who is extremely well personally developed, right? Someone who really understands themselves, that person will never get offended at anything. No offending will happen to him or her. And I'm going to tell you why that is. To understand that, let's take a look at what are some of the things that people easily get offended by. Well, people easily get offended by topics like religion and politics. Oh man, religion. Religion is huge. People get so easily offended when you badmouth their religion or question their religion or say something that's heretical according to their scriptures or their religious views, right? Any other perspective they're not willing to consider. And in fact, any other perspective they perceive as being threatening to their faith. That is hugely, hugely crippling to their life. That shows complete closed-mindedness. So that's everything that you need to be against if you're trying to become self-actualized and personally developed. The next is, you know, people get offended by things like murder, rape, racism. Now, these sound like very negative things, and I don't want to come off as saying, like, well, these are nice things. These are negative things, and I'm not in any way condoning them, but it's one thing that they're bad things. It's another thing that you get easily offended by them. A lot of people will get easily offended by it, and what that actually is a defense mechanism, because they're not acknowledging certain things within themselves. Sex, that's another one. People get so easily offended by sex. I was just posting a video about how to improve your sex life with a girl, how to make a girl squirt, and I got a lot of people posting offensive, not offensive, but comments that they were offended. And it was funny to me because you could just see that someone's mind is closing down. It's like shutting down to what's out there in the world. How about criticism of your work? A lot of people get offended when someone criticizes their work in any sort of way, says anything negative, or even just like giving a positive constructive criticism. So many people are bad at taking constructive criticism for this reason. Their ego can't handle it. How about things like comments about how you look, how you dress? Someone tells you that they don't like your hair, they don't like your shoes, they don't like your jacket, or they think that you're overweight, or they think they're underweight, or something like that. A lot of people get offended by that. For obvious reasons, you understand why that happens. I mean, I don't feel good when someone makes a negative remark about my physical appearance either. But then again, I'm not completely personally developed. So I get offended at things, but much less so than most people. And the reason is because I'm very open-minded. I don't care if it hurts my ego. To me, that's good. See, this is where most people get it wrong. They think that if it hurts their ego, then it's bad. They don't even see it, that it's their ego that's really functioning here. And that's what's really happening, is that the reason that you're getting easily offended at any one of these things or any other millions of other things is that your ego, it has a certain worldview, right? In your brain, literally, as you're growing up, you're constructing a worldview, a model of how you think the world is and works. This includes many of your beliefs, many of your preferences in life, maybe many of your very like cherished cultural ideas. All this stuff gets lumped together, creates this mental model. Now you're running a long life and you're using this mental model to look at everything. And this is a highly distorted perspective on reality. But let's say that's the case, and so you're just like going through life and everything's fine. But then what happens is that you come across something, some fact out in the world that disturbs your mental model. It rubs it the wrong way because your mental model can't cope with that fact. It doesn't fit. There's a cognitive dissonance going on. And so when that happens, there's really two choices. You can either admit that, wait a minute, my mental model could be wrong. How could I readjust my mental model to adopt that new fact that was presented? Or you could do the opposite. And you could say, my mental model is completely right. That fact is wrong. Something is wrong with that. Something is wrong with reality, with the outer world. And so you point the finger out there. Now, this is what 95% of people do, is that they don't have the intellectual honesty and rigor and open-mindedness to say, you know what, I'm going to take the responsibility for all these various facts that are coming in, and I'm always willing to adapt my own mental model to fit the new facts. This is really kind of a scientific perspective to living your life. That's what science is about. Science is about just taking what is and working with it, and then being comfortable admitting that it's wrong, and taking on new facts, and assimilating new facts, and new facts, and new facts. And over time, what happens is that builds and builds and builds until finally you get a very, very accurate, like scary accurate picture of reality through scientific laws and all the stuff that we've discovered through the sciences. Now, the opposite of that really is religion, where religion entrenches itself, it's dogmatic, it says, no, this is the way it is, damn the facts, it doesn't matter what's out there, this is the way it is. That's how you get someone like Galileo almost getting burned at the stake and living the rest of his life in house arrest because the church, the Catholic Church, didn't want to admit that there's problems in their model, their mental model, about how the universe and astrology and the planets are moving, right? That whole structure of how the cosmos works just didn't work for them because Galileo's model was so radical from their model. And of course, they don't want to change their model. They don't want to admit that they're wrong. So what do? They burn the guy at the stake, or they put him in house arrest. If you're a student of history, you see numerous examples of this. It's actually very scary. And it's actually good to be a student of history here, because when you are a student of history, then you start to see what is going on here and how closed-mindedness has really robbed humanity of its greatness and potential. And this is happening not just on a global societal scale, but it's also happening within you personally. Because all societies are constructed out of people. So this is happening because you are being closed-minded. And this is very, very important to drive home here, is that you have to open your mind up. Because all that's happening here is that your mental model, it wants to stay the way it is. There's kind of a biological, natural impulse to stay there. But the better approach to life is to always be expanding and opening it up, being willing to take that pain. To me, it's not even a pain anymore, it's like a pleasure. When I see a new fact that I don't understand, a new perspective that's totally radical for me, to me it's like, oh damn, that's cool. A new chance to go out there and adapt my model to fit that new fact. Whereas most people would be like, no, damn that. Like, that guy is stupid. They would get angry at him or curse him or insult him or just say something negative and like criticize and judge. See, you want to avoid that. If you live that type of life, then you're gonna get stuck. I mean, how can you not get stuck? Because you're cutting off facts from your own mental model. This creates an inaccurate mental model, and it means that you have to go around and you have to always constantly be protecting your model. You have to fight for it. See, a secure person, a really open-minded person, doesn't need to feel like they need to fight. That's why someone can come and criticize his work. Okay, whatever. And he goes on doing his work. He doesn't need to fight for it. Someone comes in and tells him some new perspective on sex or politics or religion that might be very radically different from what he believes. And he's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, maybe that's true. Maybe there's actually something there. He doesn't get offended, even though it's very different. Someone comes and tells him something negative about himself, tells him that he's fat or that he's wearing bad shoes or something like that, criticizes his style of dress. The person's like, yeah, okay, maybe. So what? Right? It's like, so what? Why do you need to be threatened and fighting all the time? See, a dogmatic person, it's very easy to see them. A dogmatic person will pull out the pitchfork as soon as something comes up that threatens them. Someone says something about them, something says some sort of little truth, you know, a little comment, someone makes a little side comment at you, and it seems innocent, but then you recognize that there's like a really deep element of truth to it, and you get offended, and then you need to like bring out your pitchfork and defend yourself. See, like that's an adversarial relationship with reality, with life. Instead of doing that, why don't you just say, okay, yeah, maybe there's something there. Let me look inward. Let me see. Because it might not be very comfortable right in the moment, but you know what? If I keep this process happening, it's going to be like a scientific process running on myself. I'm going to get better and better and better over time. And this is what personal development is it's growth. It's gradual growth. So each little offensive thing that happens to you, that's actually an opportunity for you to grow, but you need to see that. If you're always defending yourself, if you're finding that you have to do this, then what that really shows, it doesn't show that you're trying to really defend something. It doesn't show that you're a crusader. See, a lot of times people will say, well, I'm a crusader for my religion. I need to defend my religion. I need to defend my political party. I need to defend my culture. That's not really what's happening. That's actually complete bullshit. What's happening is that you're defending your own mental weakness. That's all that's happening. And then you're coming up with excuses. It's your ego. You need to really see through that whole illusion. It's your ego that's there, and it's like the puppet master pulling the strings, and you're just like the little puppet that's doing whatever the ego is saying, just so that the ego can feel a little bit more comfortable. And all that is showing is that the ego is actually extremely fragile. For you, your worldview is extremely fragile. That means that any little thing can come in there and disturb it. But with a very open-minded person, with a very developed person, that's not the case. They have a very robust mental model of the world. And one of the key features of that mental model that they have is that they could be wrong. Always, always, always they admit that they could be wrong. They could be mistaken. They could be deluded. They could be tricking themselves because they know how tricky the mind is. They know how powerful the ego is. They're not immune to the ego. The ego is working on them. But they admit, right? They admit that they could be wrong, which is important because the other type of person, the closed-minded type of person, will never do that. And in fact, what they'll do is they'll come back at you and say, well, what if you're wrong? What if you're wrong? Let me worry about whether I'm wrong. See, an open-minded person always takes that burden and that responsibility on himself. I am constantly second-guessing my theories, my models, my understanding of reality, constantly. Never am I saying this is the way it is. And I've spent an inordinate, ridiculous, crazy amount of time building my models, very methodically, much more so than other people. So if I'm doing that and I'm still doubtful about certain things, how doubtful must most people be who aren't spending hundreds, thousands of hours researching this stuff, studying philosophy and science and religion and personal development? They should be much, much, much more doubtful, except they're usually much, much more dogmatic and certain that they're right. And of course, all that is that it's their ego protecting the fragility of their system. So this is actually a very, very good way to gauge someone's personal development. It's just, you know, toss them a little sarcasm, toss them a little comment, try to rub them a little bit the wrong way, and see how easy do they get angry? How easy do they get upset? How easily do they get offended? Because if they do, you can quickly tell that they're not really self-developed at all. Their mental model is very, very fragile. And you do not want to be that person. Because that person is very limited in life, and they're going to run around along that track, just automatically, unconsciously running along that track. And it's going to be very hard for them to grow in all the areas in life that they need to grow in order to become calm and happy and successful and peaceful in life. So the conclusion here is that take responsibility for your own offenses. Use them as vehicles to promote your own growth. And really, really value open-mindedness. If you are a student of personal development and you want to go far in this, open-mindedness. This is the key characteristic that you have to develop and cultivate within yourself. All right, this is Leo. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post me your comments down below. Please like this. Please share it. And of course, come check out actualize.org. Sign up to my newsletter. I'm releasing new free content every single week. Exclusive articles, videos, other goodies that I have planned. I have a lot of research that I'm doing, and I'm going to be bringing lots of new stuff to you. What I'm doing here is I'm helping you to develop a very, very robust mental model of your life and of reality. A kind of model that will allow you to create whatever you want in your life, from money to relationships to an awesome career, passion, energy, all that stuff. To get to it, the best ways to get to it is to have accurate mindsets, correct models, understanding the stuff, then you know how to act and what to do. That's why I'm so passionate about making models. That's why I'm so passionate about studying all this stuff, because to me, there was no way that I can get all the results that I've gotten unless I did this. I had to kind of like bootstrap myself. And I found a lot of very, very powerful mindsets. And I want to share all those with you. And I want to keep you on track with your own dreams and your own goals so that you are going to accomplish them and actually realize them. I don't like just talking about this stuff. I like seeing it happen in your life, in my life. Like, I want to actually see the results. And I want you to see the results. And I want to prove it to yourself, right? So sign up and I will help keep you on track.